Tazewell Thompson is one of the most acclaimed theater directors in the country. He's directed more than 24 world and American premieres. Now he's written a play about Ida B. Wells, a turn-of-the-century civil rights activist and co-founder of the NAACP. Charlene Scott of member station WFCR reports.
As an adult, Ida B. Wells stood 4'6" tall. A formidable presence, says playwright Tazewell Thompson.
She's tough to work for, tough to live with. Anyone who came up against her would rue the day they ever met Ida B. Wells. She was a very hard-headed, strong-willed individual whose only mission in life was what she could do for the improvement of the black race.
She was born in 1862 to parents who were slaves. Both later died of yellow fever. 16-year-old Ida lied about her age and got a job as a school teacher so she could support her 5 siblings. Wells kept her maiden name when she married and took over her wealthy husband's newspaper chain. Before that, she was editor of the Memphis Free Press, where her anti-lynching editorials drew harsh responses from the white papers.
What have you got there?
An early edition of the Memphis Appeal.
And?
There's a tough editorial targeting you.
Is there a picture?
Yes.
Well, let's see it.
Oh, Miss Wells.
Come on, let's see it. Oh, clever. Ida B. Wells as tar baby. Read it. I said read it. Read it.
The headline is Inky, Stinky, Princess of the Press.
Princess of the Press. A scribbler of lies, a fabricator of the First Order, a truth twister with her defiant outhouse mouth.
Wells's office was burned down and she was run out of Memphis. Paula Giddings teaches African American studies at Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts, and is writing a biography of Wells, which is due out next year. She says Wells went to England, where her stories brought attention to the plight of American blacks and put pressure on Southern politicians.
England, among other things, is the major importer of American cotton. So as a result of that, some of the Southern governors and legislatures actually had anti-lynching legislation in the 1890s in their states. And they did it mostly as for public relations, because what was going on was the fear that this perception of the South as this wild, uncivilized, violent place was hurting them financially.
Just as Wells used her newspaper writings and her speeches to give voice to her people's struggle for equality, playwright Tazewell Thompson says the spirituals she heard in the fields and in church at the time give voice to their hopes and aspirations. So he listened to spirituals as he was writing the play and included more than 24 in Constant Star.
Spirituals are originally derived from slave songs, field songs. They were songs of joy, they were songs of grief, songs of spiritual yearnings. And I use them as guides, as conductors along the journey of Ida B. Wells.
Oh, children, walk together. Don't weary walk.
Wells was also an outspoken critic of public figures who ignored the plight of American blacks. She referred to President William McKinley as an imposter and ridiculed Booker T. Washington's call for blacks to accept their role as second-class citizens. Ernest Allen, Associate Director of Black Studies at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, says Wells eventually attracted the attention of the Secret Service.
She was then accused of sort of like advocating treason, and she said, well, if this be treason, so be it. So Ida Wells was, as the children say today, she didn't take any mess. She really was very, very outspoken and forthright and a great deal of conviction in terms of her beliefs and carried them out fully.
Wells was such a strong personality that playwright Tazewell Thompson felt he needed more than one actress to portray her. So 5 actresses play Wells and all of the other roles in Constant Star, including 2 Secret Service agents who show up to question her in her office.
If I am guilty of treason, then arrest me. But you better know what you are doing. Why can't you be like that Booker T. Washington fella?
He has a pulse on what is happening to his people. He has a sound civil rights program. He doesn't push too hard, too far, too fast. He's a good boy who understands the world and knows his place in it.
A frequent guest at the White House. He has the ear of the president for your people.
Booker T. Washington is a civil rights tourist, a bystander, grazing around the edges, the periphery of the movement. He picks through the spoils and leavings of the souls of black folks for trophies and trifles, living in his safe house, grinning like a split watermelon. I am through with Mr. Booker T. Washington and his White House visits.
In 1909, Wells co-founded the NAACP. A year later, she organized and led the Negro Fellowship League and served as secretary of the National Afro-American Council. She also ran for the Illinois State Senate in 1930. Yet playwright Tazewell Thompson says he's not surprised that history books haven't given her much space.
She was a woman, and history books are written by men. And in her lifetime, to be outspoken as a woman was considered vulgar and indecent.
But Thompson says Wells was a highly cultured woman who had a fondness for Shakespeare. So when he was looking for a title for his first play, he turned to a line from Julius Caesar.
I remember as a child, I am as constant as the northern star. This seemed like this was Ida B. Wells, a star that is blazing in the sky, a star that guides her and her people to the promised land, a star that is fixed and unchangeable and uncompromising and always there.
Thompson says he hopes his play will help make that true for an important historical figure who's been unduly forgotten. After Constance Starr closes at the Hartford Stage on May 19th, it will tour the country. For NPR News, I'm Charlene Scott.
Daniel, deliver Daniel. Did it, my Lord, deliver.